Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
KSC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've got the great Christmas movie bracket coming up in about 20 minutes or so. But right now, it's time for some NFL overreaction or reality. And I want to start with this because I thought you might enjoy overreaction or reality. And Fred, we'll start with you.
All right.
The Dallas Cowboys defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus is essentially already fired.
Reality.
Yeah.
Reality.
I think you're probably right. Like, what would you need to see, if anything, in the final three games
Nothing.
To change your... Okay.
Nothing. I joked last night. I mean, if Kenneth Murray... You know, at 30 tackles a game for the next three games and held everybody to 0 points just by himself, that'd be impressive. You'd wonder, okay, where was this the first 15 games of the year? But
No, I mean, again,
the old, well, he doesn't have the players to fit his scheme. I mean, how many times have we heard great coaches fit their scheme to the players?
By the way, and Jerry pretty much said that on Tuesday.
You know, strangely enough, my cousin Eberflus was the linebackers coach at Mizzou when my cousin was there. And, you know, he said, look, great guy, knows football. He's as surprised as anybody that it hasn't worked out here. But and I'm thoroughly shocked that, you know, again, no one's saying that this defense was going to be the 85 Bears.
Right.
But my God, dude. Like, did we think they were going
to be
a sieve?
The eighth team in NFL history to give up 500-plus points. And the Bengals.
The only reason you may not is because, A, the three offenses you're about to play aren't necessarily geared towards that.
Right.
Although we didn't think Minnesota was either, and J.J. McCarthy looked like, you know, peak Randall Cunningham. So
hey.
He grittied into the end zone, for God's sake.
He really did.
I mean, are you kidding me right now? You should have fired Eberflus for that. You
wow.
Let J.J. McCarthy gritty into the end zone, man.
Alec? NFL overreaction to reality. Matt Eberflus is essentially already fired.
This is unfair having Fred go before me because I don't know if I have that strong of an opinion about a dance move or a defensive coordinator. But I will say reality. The writing's on the wall.
Gotta be.
I saw that in his media availability today. It was the first time all season he didn't start with like an opening statement. He just went straight to questions like, let's get this over with.
I got nothing to say.
He's going through the motions. He's
yeah,
going through the motions, as we say. Yeah, the writing's on the wall, and when Jerry, you know, voices his thoughts on these very airwaves, he has a very particular manner of saying things without saying things, but actually saying things.
Yeah.
And he definitely aired him out a little bit, saying that I don't think we've done a great job in this area. And I love how he picked on the linebackers a lot, because what was the thing that everybody said Matt Eberflus was really good
at? That's his
teaching?
Deal. That's his shtick.
He's a linebackers coach. And he said the linebackers should lead the team in tackles every game. And they don't really do that. So, yeah, he's gone.
Plus, he's one of the top three highest paid D coordinators in the league.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, and we just found out, you know, he's making $4.3 million.
Overreaction or reality, Puka Nacua is right, just about this one thing, not about the other stuff he did. And sometimes NFL referees make calls just to be on TV.
I hope for the sake of the NFL that's an overreaction.
But what do you think?
I'm going to lean on the side of caution and say overreaction. We've heard from plenty of folks, officiating is not an easy job. Let's make that clear, especially when you consider these guys aren't paid full time. But we're just getting to a point with officiating across all sport, and more so, I think, football and basketball, where it just they're just so flagrant, pun intended, that they don't like it, just making wrong calls in front of us and just don't care. Like, you guys will still watch.
Alec, overreaction or reality?
I'm going to go reality, because I can go back as far as 2017 when the Dallas Cowboys saw Gene Steratore pull out an index card, and he was trying not to laugh as he walked back to the hash mark to signal first down. He was literally trying not to laugh. Like, he knew exactly what he was doing. I go back as far as that to say that, yes, these referees care about the conversation surrounding them. Good, bad, or indifferent, they care. They have feelings, too, and it's a really cool feeling when you have the opportunity to be seen by millions and millions of people. I get it. We're all human. But don't screw up the quality of the game in the process. It's dumb.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Detroit Lions are going to miss the playoffs. They dug themselves a deeper hole with that loss to the Rams.
No, they certainly did. They certainly did. I'm going to say reality, because there's a lot that has to happen. Everybody's counting on the Chicago Bears to lose their next three games. And yes, they do have a tough schedule. I mean, between the Packers, Lions, and Bears, I mean, that's going to be a dogfight over these next three games. I just don't understand why everybody is so quick to feel like the Bears are just going to, you know, spit the bit over these next 3 weeks.
Do you think that's shifted at all to the Packers will spit the bit just because of the
Micah
certainly
injury? I think that's being thrown in there now just because you got no Micah. But look, your defense can be good enough.
Okay.
All right. And the question to me isn't about the Packers defense. The question to me is, can Jordan Love elevate his game? Because, again, as you and I talked about earlier, when you talked about Bo Nix being able to rise to the occasion in the second half or in a postseason, Justin Herbert being that same guy. I mean, I think we still got questions about Jordan Love.
There are plenty of Packers fans who have questions about Jordan Love.
Hey,
too,
you're not playing the Cowboys in the postseason, so.
That's true. That is true. Alec, overreaction or reality? The Detroit Lions will miss the playoffs.
Reality, I'm with Fred,
too.
I'm with Fred, where people just have this unrealistic expectation that because there is a chance of other things happening to allow one team in, that it's a good chance. I don't see Chicago slipping and sliding in any way. I think if it's going to be a meltdown for them at all, which I think they're ready for a playoff run, if there's going to be a meltdown, it's going to be in the playoffs, and it's going to be very unfortunate.
Yeah.
But the NFC, and especially the top of the NFC, has gotten so odd, and it's gotten so confusing, but we do have clear-cut winners in terms of the Rams, in terms of the Bears now. I would point more at Green Bay, like you posed, and I don't know if I'm being totally fair there just because they lost their one pass rusher that they have, and I'm like, hey, they're the ones that could screw it all up, but I just don't see Chicago screwing up enough to allow Detroit in.
Well, since y'all are mentioning the hierarchy of the NFC, overreaction or reality? Right now, you have no idea who will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl.
I'm going to say that's an overreaction. I mean, I think it's the Rams to lose.
Okay.
I think it's the Rams to lose. I think Sean McVay is the best coach in football. I would love for Andy Reid to get fired tomorrow and Sean McVay take over. That said, I think it's the Rams.
Alec?
I'm with Fred. I'm going to go overreaction. I think it is the Rams. They're
great
the most
minds.
Complete. They have one of the best offenses in football. They have one of the best defenses that doesn't get talked about enough, in my mind, with that litany of youth and talent that they have across their front seven. Again, Sean McVay. People kind of forgot about him
for a couple years. They sure did.
You make a Super Bowl run and people forget about you right after. It's kind of weird. And I don't think he gets enough respect. I don't think that team gets enough respect.
Let me ask you this. I'll ask both of you guys this. Should we hold him a little more in contempt for the fact that Jared Goff has actually played better football with the Lions than he did with the Rams?
I think a little bit. Yeah.
You know, like we say, okay,
Jared Goff's a good quarterback.
Jared Goff is a damn good quarterback, right? Now, he kind of freezes up, but we do forget he did get to a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, maybe it was one of the worst Super Bowls in the history of football.
It definitely was.
That was an awful Super Bowl.
13-3,
My
right?
God, that was terrible.
NFL overreaction or reality? The Seattle Seahawks are last year's Minnesota Vikings.
I see what you did there because of Sam Darnold.
Well, that, and they're going to have a big-time record, and I bet a lot of people are expecting assuming they don't get the number one seed.
Does Sam Arnold piss down his leg in Week 18 in the first round of the playoffs? That's what it comes down to, because, that defense is good.
Until proven otherwise.
You've got pieces on that offense. You can run the ball. You've got a go-to wide receiver in Jackson Smith and Jigba. Cooper Kupp is still up and running around. Which shocks me. I didn't think he was actually still going to be able to play big time football at this level. And you've got a great defense, good kicker. It's all about Sam Darnold, man.
So
I say overreaction. Sam Darnold bounces back. Rams, Seahawks, NFC Championship.
Ooh, Alec,
bucket.
Oh, I thought. You said something else.
Oh.
What?
I thought he said F it.
Hey now.
And
hey
I got
now.
I got really scared.
Yeah, you did.
I really did. I was like, oh no.
You like that phrase too.
I really thought you were just like, screw it. Blake can say the S word. I'm just kidding.
I can say the other F word.
Alec, overreaction or reality, the Seattle Seahawks are last year's Minnesota Vikings.
I'm gonna go reality. I don't know. The team is unexperienced in terms of leadership, which I do think Mike McDonald is one of the better head coaches in the league. He's just got to get his feet wet in terms of leading a group into the playoffs. I know that he's been a part of a staff that has done that in the AFC previously, but I don't know. I can't believe Sam Darnold until I see Sam Darnold do something more than Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. I know what he is, and Corey has been saying it forever. He will eventually revert back to the pumpkin that he is. And he has a couple times here and there. But it seems like he might have gotten those shape-shifting maneuvers out of the way at the right time, because it seems like they're playing good football again.
Yeah,
so
are.
Maybe I'd be totally wrong in the end. But I think right now I got to go reality.
I got one more for you. I will tell you straight away, this is a personal Kevin statement, and this is an overreaction for sure.
Okay.
Overreaction or reality, Tom Brady could still play right now and whoop some ass, like
reality.
You said.
There
is
reality.
No way
reality.
In hell.
Reality.
Did you see his last game when he got crushed by the Cowboys defense?
Reality. Don't talk about my goat like that.
That is an outrage. Alec? Overreaction or reality? Tom Brady could still play and whoop some ass right now.
It's an overreaction. I don't know. Like, does plastic surgery and stuff work in pads?
I'm mad at him.
I don't know.
Oh, has he said anything about that?
His face doesn't look natural.
Okay,
at all.
I'm not mad at him for it.
Okay. I'm not mad at it either. It's just you can't tell me
it.
That's natural.
I'm a TB12 guy. The fact that, and what does that tell you about Giselle? The fact that it was like, you know what? I would rather play football than hang out with you.
Tells him me that Tom Brady cares about Tom Brady and Tom
hanging
Brady
out with
alone.
Sidney Sweeney at the.
Hey, whatever he's got to do to not hang out with his kids, you know what I'm saying?
He takes his kids everywhere.
Right here.
How dare you?
Once he eventually claims them. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the time has arrived. The great Christmas movie bracket of 2025. Get ready. It's next on The Fan. Yeah. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. It is an extravaganza because it is time for the great Christmas movie bracket of 2025. Also, in this segment, be prepared. We're going to do a Motley Crue ticket giveaway. And you know what I wonder?
Pour some sugar on it?
Yeah.
Afterwards?
I wonder if perhaps, Alec.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 7.
Now!
Right now, we'll win a pair of tickets to go see Motley Crue when they come up to the Dos Equis Pavilion on September 10th, 2026. No doubt you can hang out with Fred at that show. The tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. You can go buy tickets at LiveNation.com, or you can win them right now for free. Caller number 7, 877-881-1053. Now! We have loaded it up for this because Fred is here, Carter is here, the nosebleed seats are here, all to take part in the great Christmas movie bracket of 2025. Gentlemen, have you looked at how the bracket has been formed? Do you have thoughts? This is based on votes from mostly people at the Fan, though I did get some outside feedback as well, perhaps from some former 105.3 The Fan employees.
I'm excited. Let me see. I haven't looked at the bracket. I never really studied for things.
Did you just put some sort of magical elixir in your armpit?
Yeah, it's deodorant.
That was deodorant.
He smelled a little, and I'm happy that he did that.
Well, I don't even know if I smelled. No, I could just,
that was the mildew that Tim was talking about.
I could just feel. Yeah. I could feel the sweat
dripping. I could see the drippage.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I could feel it.
It does smell good. I don't love that we've got multiple Grinches on here. I think we need to stick
the
with
new one
Grinch,
stick to one.
Whichever one gets the most Grinch votes, and then
see that's interesting.
That's the one.
The
that
only
goes.
Grinch we acknowledge is Jim Carrey's.
Obviously not.
I agree
because the higher seated Grinch is the original animated one with Boris Karloff.
Because that's a good one, though. You got to leave that on there.
The new one is so ugly. And
listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mean-spirited of a Christmas movie, I cannot stand the live-action movie.
The Jim Carrey one?
Yes.
Oh, that's,
I think
such
it's an
a
awful
bad
movie.
That's such a great movie.
And yeah, exactly. That's why it's so low on this bracket.
It's fantastic.
Right?
Well, this is people don't have taste. Whoever the heck, like you, we're not even putting in your top five.
And did the Cat in the Hat one around the same time with Mike Myers? Also an awful movie.
That was awful, but The Grinch was great. Why? Because Jim Carrey was fantastic.
We're going to need two expressways for this, Hagee.
Man, we really might.
I'm going to end up punching Carter in the face.
I'll drop kick him after I donkey kick him.
After I vote this terrible movie off this bracket.
Get out of here, Carter!
Just for the record, I did not vote
like
in this whatsoever.
Seriously.
So I could not.
Where's your team?
I could not.
Four Christmases is on here?
Yeah, don't do that.
Thank you, bro. Four Christmases.
You are the only person.
And Fred.
Fred didn't get a vote. I had enough white male representation.
No
already.
Four Christmases. That's a shame.
So. We are going to start.
Polar Express?
Isn't
that a Coca-Cola commercial?
Spoiler alert. Why don't we just do the matchups? This isn't an ESPN 3-hour preview show, okay? God.
This is like the World Cup unveiling.
I know.
College football playoff bracket.
Yeah. Stick around next Thursday on actual Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. We are going to start with this. The number one seed, Home Alone, against the number 16 seed, Home Alone 2. Mm. Home Alone 2 had to win a play-in against the Christmas Chronicles to advance into the bracket. What is your vote? And Tolos, Twitch, YouTube, terrestrial listeners, be ready. You will be our tiebreaker.
Be ready.
I mean, it's Home Alone 1.
Yeah, I mean, if it's Home Alone versus Home Alone 2, are we really doing this?
I've never even seen the second one.
Peyton would vote for Home Alone 2. I mean, that was his number one.
And again, Home Alone 2 shouldn't be on here.
Mm.
The second one does have a president in it.
That's a good point.
And that super hot bird lady.
was
that a lady?
I don't know. I've never seen Home Alone 2.
Is it Rosie O'Donnell?
No, it's not Rosie O'Donnell.
If you squint, you can actually see, like, she was kind of hot.
I thought it was...
Scenes in the dark, you know, and the...
Maybe, but not her, you're right.
I'm going Home Alone, the first one.
The affiliates.
Oh, Home Alone.
It's the first one.
All right, Home Alone.
Speaking of birds, you know they don't pee?
Well, because they're not real.
That's true.
Birds don't pee, man. They just poo.
Wait, did you say birds aren't real?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Look, we need to take this seriously, guys. Lock the bleep in. Yeah. All right.
It's a fun fact about birds. It's educational.
It comes out of their cloaca.
Yeah.
So, let's go.
It's a medical term or the scientific term.
So, we'll get to a matchup, old school versus new school.
Yeah.
I feel like you'd appreciate this, Fred. Yeah. The number 8 seed, Elf, against the number 9 seed. It's a Wonderful Life.
Give me It's a Wonderful Life. I think Elf is one of the most overrated Christmas movies of all time.
Fred,
really?
Give me some, man. I feel the exact same way. I think
thank
Elf
you.
Is as obnoxious that, as the Jim Carrey.
Are you just anti-Will Ferrell? Like, that's the only reason why you could say Elf sucks is if you're just anti-Will Ferrell.
I love Will Ferrell,
case,
but I just
Will Ferrell
I thought
has so many
Elf,
better movies
he does.
Than Elf.
He does.
But not Christmas movies. Elf for the win for me. Well, Chuck?
Yeah, it's definitely Elf. First off, It's a Wonderful Life. I saw for the first time like 8 years ago.
Do you not think it's a Christmas
movie?
People
don't forget, Wolchuk.
I was thinking this is, I've been told, one of the best Christmas movies of all time.
Because it is.
It's a 2-hour and 10-minute movie. I'm 2 hours into it. I haven't seen a damn thing about Christmas. Christmas is not mentioned until the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Is it a great movie? Yes, it's fantastic. But the fact that we're billing It's a Wonderful Life as the greatest Christmas movie is an absolute crime, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Now, I guess that's what we're doing with Die Hard. It takes place on Christmas Eve. So therefore, Die Hard's Christmas
movie. Die Hard lets you know from the jump.
So that's right. Gremlins
we're
going to
get into that.
Whatever you want to be a Christmas movie is fine. It can be a Christmas movie.
This vote
but
is from y'all.
I'm going with Elf here, not It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm.
Alec, what say you? It's 2-2.
It's Elf. Y'all are weird.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's fair. I mean, that's fair.
Yeah.
It's
fair. Good job. Except not a good job. It's a Wonderful Life.
Wow. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
It is a tie.
Tolos, back us up, please.
877-881-1053. Text in or the Twitch or the YouTube. If somebody that is not me could monitor the voting, that would be tremendous.
In.
Except for Fred.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and give me cut number 12. You guys tried to naysay it. This is the number 5 seed.
I must stop Christmas from coming. Then he got an idea, an awful idea. The Grinch got a wonderful, awful idea.
All right, you can stop right there. We're going to have to keep moving. By the way, if you have no respect for your time, There's a movie on Amazon Prime called The Mean One, which they go out of their way to not say it's the Grinch, where the Grinch is a murderer. I enjoyed it, but I also have no respect for my time. So it is the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas versus the number 12 seed, Bad Santa. Fred Davis.
Hey, well, this vote, by the way, is a lot more nip-tuck than I thought it was going to be.
It's 8-9 game. Never know.
I like Bad Santa. I'm a Billy Bob Thornton guy, but give me the Grinch just for the vibes and the fact that, you know, from my childhood nostalgia.
Carter?
Back when you could watch it on network TV.
I've clearly made my point about which Grinch is my favorite, and I do like the original Grinch more than Bad Santa, though Bad Santa is a funny movie.
It is.
The original Grinch is like, that's your childhood. That's growing up. That's what you watch. And it's short. It's trim. It gets to the point, and it's a great film with great music. The original Grinch.
Yeah, Bad Santa is my childhood.
explains a lot.
Whoa, man, I did not know it would get so contentious in this room. This is the first round.
Yeah.
Zach, what say you?
This is a tight vote on the text between It's a Wonderful Life.
It is, dude. I'm telling you. This is going back and forth.
I will say I did see about 12 elves in a row.
It was the same guy, though.
That was the same guy?
It was the same guy,
okay,
trust me.
I've never seen that many of the same texts in a row
before. That would have swung it. By the way, I'm going to vote for Bad Santa as well. Make it 2-2. Zach, what say you?
I would rather watch Bad Santa than the animated Grinch.
How dare you.
Alec?
How dare you.
You know, Bad Santa is one of my favorite Christmas movies of all time. Mm. But it's not better than the animated Grinch!
Alec gets it. God!
What a comeback.
Another one.
Hey, what a comeback.
I do not know if we have time for this. All right, is the desk prepared to declare a winner between Elf and It's a Wonderful Life?
It is really close.
It really is.
I think
I would
it's
give
a wonderful
elf.
Light.
Oh, really? Oh,
see, I would give it.
I would have thought it was Elf.
I would give it Elf by the slimmest of margins.
I feel like
it's a 2000 presidential election all over again.
It is Elf.
Full response.
It is Elf because it's the same person texting and It's a Wonderful Life over and over again.
Here we go.
So we got one for each.
Okay.
Although we did get an F Elf.
Son of a gun.
No, there were some people hating on Elf. I tried to take those out of here.
All right.
But there are more pro Elf than there are.
Okay, so Elf is the winner. We are going to switch it up for
this next tiebreak.
That's a tough one, man.
We're going to take one phone call. 877-881-1053. The first phone call that Alec answers. The question is, animated Grinch or Bad Santa? That's it. I don't want to hear about how Jerry needs to fire himself or anything like that. The first call that Alec takes, 877-881-1053, that will be the winner of the 5-12 matchup as the tiebreak. Now, we move on. I'm excited for this one. The number 4, Die Hard, against the number 13, Gremlins. Which, by the way, if you've never seen Gremlins, Phoebe Cates is walking along and then tells the most depressing story in the history of any Christmas movie. So check that out.
Fair enough.
You sold it, man. I've never seen that.
It's a fun movie, but they're walking along amidst the chaos, and she's like, hey, you think Christmas is hard for you? Check this out. And then you're just like, oh my God.
We got Jared and Grapevine on the line. He's going to give you the tiebreaker. Go ahead, Jared.
Love Grapevine.
Bad Santa is awesome, guys, but animated Grinch will always be king.
Oh!
Wow, bro.
Thank you, Jared.
All right, Jared.
Any thoughts on spicy Latinas, Jared?
No, we do not have time for that. That is an off-air conversation that I know Fred wants to wipe out the one o'clock hour.
All right.
Woo-hoo. All right. Die Hard, Gremlins. What do you say?
It's Die Hard because I've never seen Gremlins.
Okay.
Oh, it's Die Hard.
It is Die Hard. This is a tough one, though, because Gremlins is, I think it's an underrated Christmas movie, but Die Hard is...
Maybe has the greatest Christmas song of all time.
I mean, after you pour water on Gizmo, I mean, it's kind of over, right? I mean, we kind of get it at that point, you know?
That's when the Gremlins come out.
I know, but...
That's when things get started.
Mm. Shout out to Chris Columbus, but Gremlins, as a child, not good. It freaked me out.
Yeah, I could see that.
It definitely was one where I was like the Furbies. Yeah. I couldn't look at the Furbies.
It was wild. Mm.
I thought the Furbies were gremlins. As
not to get the water poured on.
Did you ever come crying into your mom's bosom like Caleb Williams did that one time after he lost a college football game?
Why are you bringing up old stuff, all right? I'm going absolutely Die Hard here.
There you go.
Ooh, Die Hard.
Clean sweep? We about to get a clean sweep?
Roll. I'll say Die Hard as well, just because Phoebe Cates is awesome in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but really bums me out in that movie. All right. And by the way, this is going to be my answer to every single thing that comes in. And by the way, if you wanted, I made notes about this because I'm a nerd and that's how I like to party. We had 18 different voters representing pretty much every intersection of the world you can have. 31 different movies got votes. So when you ask, why is Friday After Next not in here? Because not enough people voted for it. The number six seed, Love Actually. Against the number 11 seed, Scrooged.
Ooh. I'll never forget that time I sat in a theater with Alec Medford and watched this, and we all kind of just touched each other, didn't we, Medford?
That sounds like a Love Actually vote
to me. You listen
to
everything,
don't
you?
That sounds like a Love Actually vote to me.
Pardon me for being
a
Tolo,
man. It's not.
I thought that was just Corey that did that with him.
Yeah. That's how we spend the holidays together, man.
I didn't even know who's in Love Actually. Give me Scrooged.
What?
Okay. There's a lot of people in Love Actually.
I would love Love Actually.
So, yeah.
But you're a rom-com guy.
Have you ever seen, this is the example
I just watched The Breakup the other day.
Have you ever seen the Nate Bargatze bit when he's like, what are we going to put on the dollar? And he goes, everything, all of it. Same thing with Love. Who's in Love Actually? Everyone, all of them. They're all in it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I've never seen Scrooged. I'm admitting over 100,000
watts.
You
of all people would like that. Bill Murray.
Okay, so because of that, for now I'll vote for Love Actually, but I will watch Scrooge.
You should.
Hey.
These are both fantastic films. This is probably the toughest one for me to
call. Wow.
I am going to lean Love Actually because I'm a believer in love.
I'm going to vote for Love Actually as well, regardless of how many terrible.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
People make terrible decisions in that movie.
Breaking news, I still haven't seen Love Actually, so give me Scrooge.
There you go.
But I still think that's 4-2.
That's right.
Love Actually.
Rendered useless vote. Thank you, Alec Medford.
It's because you didn't invite us to see
Scrooge.
That was
my nickname in high school, Chief.
Oh, you went for Love Actually?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
There's me. All right.
Sorry, Fred.
Last year's finalist.
We'll let this slide.
The Santa Claus seated number 3 against number 14, the Polar Express, which I learned in the break, or maybe that was on air, has infuriated Fred Davis.
I just think, I mean, it's what was it like Tom Hanks animated or something like that?
You have thoughts on Tom, don't
you? With his dead eyes.
Dick and Harry.
I'm going the obvious here, which is Tim Allen.
That's it.
And maybe the greatest hot chocolate that you've ever seen.
Yes.
You just want to try it so bad.
Are you ever sad when you get hot chocolate and nobody danced around to like give it to you?
Did anybody follow up with that elf? Hot chocolate girl.
I think she was in the next ones, wasn't she?
Didn't she grow up a baddie?
I got you.
I could have seen it.
I mean, I'm old enough to have seen the Santa Claus in a theater. So.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's the last time I saw it was in the theater. So.
So your vote is what?
Santa Claus.
Okay.
Wasn't Tim Allen still doing blow? Santa Claus?
That was the highest
Santa of all time.
I thought that
was bad.
Have
to look into that.
His mugshot is hilarious.
Wasn't his name Fred in that movie, too?
No.
No, that's Fred Claus.
Fred Claus. I can see that being your favorite Christmas movie. How's that not on here? You and Vince Vaughn.
How's that not as a write-in vote? Yeah. Fred Claus.
Carter?
I'll go Santa Claus. I never liked the look of the Polar Express. It was creepy.
Seriously?
Yeah, the Santa Claus is a top 3 all-time Christmas movie.
Thank you.
Okay.
So, it's the Santa Claus.
I'll sleep on this 3 seed.
Let's move to the 7-10 matchup. It's a Charlie Brown Christmas at 7 versus The Holiday at 10. And I will point this out for people who are worried or questioning how The Holiday made it. Only women voted for The Holiday.
Well, it was not on my list, but it's fantastic. I mean, Jack Black, Jude Law, Cameron Diaz.
Oh, in The Holiday?
Is it Kate Winslet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm totally. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, that's one for The Holiday. Zach Wolchuk, Charlie Brown, who is what I'm voting for, or The Holiday?
I'm going with Charlie Brown because The Holiday to me is pretty overrated.
2-1, Charlie Brown. Carter.
I just can't take Jack Black seriously in a rom-com. I just can't do it. So I'm going.
You think they're about to kiss and he's going to go, coming on, yeah!
He's going to start singing Tenacious D songs or something. And look, this goes along with my Grinch vote, the original Grinch. I got to go with Charlie Brown.
I was a child when I first saw the Santa Claus, okay? So that was a child looking at another child and saying, woo, she's attractive.
Don't you put that on me, 682.
I don't know if that's better, but it's better to me because I thought you were talking about somebody from the Polar Express, and I was like, did you think that computer animated
girl was CGI? Hot?
All right, no. Fred.
Charlie Brown Christmas, 2 reasons. 1, great movie. 2, might have the best soundtrack of any.
Vince Guaraldi.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you right now, so
and they
Charlie
talk
Brown.
About the New Testament. Mm. All right, the defending champion. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the number 2 seed, against the live-action Jim Carrey, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Zach Wolchuk, you look flummoxed.
I'm very flummoxed. This is terrible seeding here.
You don't have to be.
How is this down to a 15 seed? It's obviously Vacation. It's the best Christmas movie ever.
Well, there you go. That's how it's at 15.
But goodness gracious, come on. The Grinch live action with Jim Carrey should have been way higher on this.
You just hate to see it be a round 1 knockout.
Absolutely. It's very sad.
What say you?
Yeah, it's Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
Yes. Do I need even to say anything? I think I made my point clear.
Not even close.
Okay. Man, a lot of chalk. In this first round. All right. We are going to start the quarterfinals. Alec, can you give me cut number 8, and then we'll get to your vote.
Marv.
Harry?
Where the hell did you take your shoes off?
Why the hell are you dressed like a chicken?
I'm up here, you morons! Come and get me! You guys give up, or you're thirsty for more?
The number 1 seed, Home Alone, against the number 8 seed, Elf. Alec, what say you?
Oh, give me Elf. I'm not even going to try to pander.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Home Alone's overrated.
Oh. Wow.
Man, I feel like every vote's starting with Alec now.
Seriously.
That's
man.
A worse take than anything Carter said, and that says a lot.
You'll hear that take again at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Taking the crown.
Man. Damn.
Carter?
I'm kind of with Alec where I think Home Alone's overrated, but it's a way better movie than Elf.
Agreed.
They're both very mean-spirited movies, and I don't really like that in a Christmas movie.
They're funny, man.
They're mean-spirited.
So. Yeah. Home Alone's, like, the mom leaves the kid. Like, that's,
it's an accident.
It's a horrible
She's
family dynamic.
She's got a children.
It's hilarious when the criminals are, you know, getting, you know, beat up by all the traps and stuff, but I don't know. Something about the vibe of the movie, it's not very happy, and I don't like that.
Okay, so it's 1-1 as we go to Fred Davis.
Home Alone.
By the way, somebody said this bracket was made by the same people who made the college football playoff, if you mean perfectly, because seeds 1-8 all advance. So just saying, it is 2-1.
Well, that's because the 15 seed shouldn't have been a 15 seed. It should have been a top 8 seed.
Mm. You should have voted harder.
Mm. I did.
Okay.
He was super.
Eric, stop it. Eric Schifalo.
I was erect.
Home or Elf?
Home Alone.
It's 3-1, Home Alone. Zach Wolchuk, what say you?
It's absolutely Home Alone.
There you go.
Woo!
There you go. Not a kid.
Home Alone looking to take the crown for the first time ever. In maybe the weirdest matchup of the bracket, the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas against Give Me Cut Number 11, Will You Please, the number 4 seed.
You don't work for Nakatomi. And if you're not one of them,
I'm a cop from New York.
New York.
Yeah. Got invited to the Christmas party by mistake. Who knew?
Who knew?
Yeah. It's better being caught with your pants down, huh? I'm John McClane.
So much awkward laughing.
I love it, man.
So do you go with the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas or Die Hard?
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
It's probably not going to win, but I'll give a vote to the Grinch, even though Die Hard is top 3 Christmas movie for me.
Zach Wolchuk.
I'm going Die Hard.
Alec Medford.
This was the wrong Grinch.
That is 3-1. Alec Medford, what do you say?
I'm kind of with Carter on the mean-spirited thing, but both of them are mean-spirited in my mind. Give me the Grinch. I love Die Hard. I just don't watch it during Christmas time. It's a great movie. I just don't watch it this time of the year.
I think IFC always does the Die Hard like marathons, and I'll usually end up watching it a couple times on IFC.
You didn't even have a Christmas Story on here, which is fascinating.
Yeah, well, Nightmare Before Christmas that either. Sucks. That's my favorite.
I agree. I think it's overrated.
You know what? Let's go to more analytics. By the way, you can write Die Hard down because that's what I vote for.
No, A Night Before, Eight
Crazy
Nights.
Okay, so Die Hard beat the Grinch.
Die Hard beat the Grinch. New to the bracket in 2025, The Holiday, A Charlie Brown Christmas, and Gremlins. They took the place of, dropping out of the bracket, The Christmas Chronicles, Four Christmases, and Just Friends. Notable movies that have never made the brackets, A Christmas Story and The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Wow.
So
interesting.
Here's your analytics. All right.
Kev Analytics.
Well, I like that. The number 6 seed, Love Actually, which is my vote, against the number 3 seed, The Santa Claus.
Oh, Love Actually beat Scrooged?
Yes.
Oh.
There's a lot of hate of Die Hard on here now. Not a Christmas movie. Shouldn't have advanced.
Ooh.
Oh, The Santa
Gremlins
Claus.
Gremlins was in the bracket, 972. It just didn't move on.
Lost to Die Hard.
Yeah.
It lost to Die Hard, yeah.
I like the Santa Claus over Love Actually.
1-1, Carter.
I think I do, too. Give me Tim Allen moving snow.
Whoa.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Alec Medford, it is 2-1, Santa Claus, what say you?
I believe the Santa Claus was my 1 seed when I voted, so I have to stand tall on that. Give me the Santa Claus.
Yeah, you do.
Zach Wolchuk.
Yeah, give me Neil and his sweaters and the Santa Claus.
Santa Claus moves on. Now, two Christmas classics, our final quarterfinal. Number 7 seed, Charlie Brown Christmas, against the number 2 seed, Christmas Vacation. Eric Chiafalo, what say you?
Christmas Vacation by a mile.
Zach Wolchuk.
It's absolutely Christmas Vacation. Bleeper's full.
I love the music from the Charlie Brown Christmas special, so I'm going with Charlie Brown.
Oh, 2-1.
Chucky.
As much as I love the music from A Charlie Brown Christmas, I mean, Uncle Eddie, Chevy Chase.
I woke up with my head sewn to the carpet. I wouldn't be more
Elaine Bennis as the neighbor.
Yes.
Okay.
Elaine.
So, yeah, give me a National Lampoon.
From Entourage as the wife with the jugs.
Tell you what, let's give some love to a hot Beverly D'Angelo.
Is that
for those of us that were prepubescent? Yes, hey, thank you.
Yeah.
You know the vibes.
Love you, Bev. Alec.
Colby.
Charlie Brown Christmas or Christmas Vacation?
Huh. Christmas Vacation is a lot more enjoyable as an adult, so give me that.
There has yet to be a single upset as the 1-4 seed have advanced
nice.
To the semifinals. All right, semifinals. Home Alone versus Die Hard, Santa Claus versus Christmas Vacation. Let's start with Home Alone versus Die Hard.
You know what? I'm going in honor of Bruce Willis and his fact that he's retired medically from the acting game, and he will always be Butch to me. Die Hard.
By the way, Die Hard, first time into the semifinals.
Fun fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger was originally picked to do Die Hard, but he was filming Commando at the same time.
That makes Ooh. Sense. So.
Carter?
Yippee-ki-yay, mofos. Give me Die Hard.
You know the vibes.
2-0 Die Hard. Alec Bedford, what say you?
I don't consider it a Christmas movie, but I think it's a better movie than the
Ooh.
Other. So give me Die Hard.
No.
3-0. Is this going to be
wow.
a 2004 Red Sox situation? Let's find out. Zach Wolchuk, Die Hard or Home Alone?
It's absolutely Home Alone. And don't make me do it.
Okay, hold on. I also say Home Alone, which means it's 3-2 Die Hard over
Giafalo.
Home Alone. It comes down.
He lives for moments like this.
To Eric Schiaffalo.
He lives for moments like this.
Eric.
It's Joe Pesci. It's Marv.
Yeah.
It's Home Alone, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. It is now 3-3 Die Hard and Home Alone. You know what to do. Twitch. YouTube, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. If you don't think Die Hard's a Christmas movie, now's your time to vote. Home Alone or Die Hard? Vote, vote, vote into our other semifinal. Gentlemen, this was the final last year. The number 3 seed, the Santa Claus, against the number 2 seed, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Alec Medford, we're going to start with you. What is your vote?
These are both great. Christmas Vacation, like I said, now that I'm older, the more I watch it, the more I enjoy it. But nostalgia always wins, gentlemen. Mm. The Santa Claus is going to be my finalist here.
Ooh.
Give me Christmas Vacation.
Oh, 1-1.
Christmas Vacation.
2-1 Christmas Vacation.
Santa Claus.
It's 2-2. Zach Wolchuk.
Yeah, this is a toughie because these ones are neck and neck
the
for
right
me.
The right thing.
They're right there. They're right there. But it is my
Pause.
Number.
I don't like this. From the 254, this bracket is trash. And then they voted Home Alone. I just want to point out that this bracket has played out exceptionally well so far. And just saying. All right, 2-2. Zach Wolchuk, Santa Claus or Christmas Vacation?
Give me Christmas Vacation.
Ooh, give me Christmas Vacation as well.
Boom.
Another favorite wins.
The defending champion moves into the finals, the number 2 seed. All right, how is it looking on Home Alone?
Looks like Home Alone to me, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's definitely Home Alone.
I think it's Home Alone.
On. We had a lot of debate about
I mean, you got a lot of people fighting over whether Die Hard is even a Christmas movie.
It's an action movie with Christmas elements, which to me makes it a Christmas movie.
Absolutely.
I'm with you on that.
I can move the goalposts however I want.
And so, it comes down to this. There has literally been no upset this entire bracket. We've got number 1, Home Alone, who got the most first place votes with 5, versus number 2, Christmas Vacation, which is the defending champion. You know what? Go ahead and give me cut number 9 because we played a clip from Home Alone. We got to keep it fair. Here is a cut from our defending champion.
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no. We're all in this together. This is a full-blown 4-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny. Okay. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of this side of the nut house.
I'm not kidding when I tell you I was just looking at the Home Alone Die Hard discussion. That might be the most concentrated amount of text I've ever seen in that chunk of a time.
It's going
people
off.
Hype.
All right.
Home Alone is the child version of Die Hard. I like that from the 214.
Oh, okay. I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Fred Davis. The finals. It's Home Alone versus National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. What say you?
I'm going to start this thing off. Christmas Vacation.
We're doubling up. I'm going Vacation too.
It is 2-0 as we go over to Alec Medford.
You already know my answer. It's going to be Christmas Vacation taking a strong, commanding lead.
Mm. So we find ourselves in this situation. I will go ahead and vote for Home Alone. It is 3-1 Christmas Vacation. We go to Eric Chiafalo. It is 3-1 Christmas Vacation is in the lead. Do we get a repeat champion in our first upset of the bracket, or does Home Alone stay alive? It is 3-1. What say you?
12-year-old me would go Home Alone here.
Mm.
But I'm not 12. Not anymore. I'm going Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation.
I'm not 12.
Zach Wolchuk.
I'm not 12 no more.
What would you have voted for?
I have been delivered.
I'm not 12 no more.
What would you have voted for?
Well, in my order that I sent you, I had 1 Christmas Vacation, 2 Home Alone, 3 The Santa Claus. So 3 out of my top 4.
Wow.
All made it.
What a bracket
the finals.
Choice by you.
I was very happy about that. Although the Grinch got, with Jim Carrey.
Grinched.
Got hoed.
Rightfully.
But give me Christmas Vacation as well.
Christmas Vacation, the first and only upset of the bracket.
Ow.
As the 2 defeats the 1. It's chalk the rest of the way. We have done this 2 times, and both times, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is the greatest Christmas movie of all time. We feeling good about that? Does that feel right?
I feel great about it.
You're not 12 anymore.
I'm not.
We learned a lot today, I think, during this expressway.
This has been educational.
Yeah. We did.
I like the Arnold nugget that you gave us about Die Hard. I
welcome.
Had the birds don't pee kind of thing.
Yeah, no, no.
Wolchuk gave us the scattering report on that young elf in Santa Claus.
I thought that's where you were going when you said you weren't 12 anymore. I was like, in your face, Zach. So
she was like 400 years old in that movie.
Okay.
It's a good call. Valid.
But most importantly, I want to run through with all these people, all these votes, all these analytics. We are exactly on clock. We are the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're going to do some baseball
the Hanukkah
nuggets
bracket
as well. That will be in 8 crazy nights from now. Coming up next, it's time for the Combat Corner and baseball nuggets all merged into 1 segment next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.